The book's not that difficult to read, especially since you told us to keep our eyes peeled for things that the animals don't seem to notice, but readers do.
Like at the end of chapter 2, the narrator just sort of slips it in that the animals noticed that the milk had disappeared. Duh, disappeared to where is the question.
That part's kind of funny. Makes the animals sound stupid. Of course, it's obvious that Napoleon has taken the milk.
In picking up on this one detail, you've noticed how easy it might be to hoodwink or deceive the animals.
When I read the part about the pigs setting aside a headquarters for themselves in the harness room, I couldn't help thinking back to Commandment 7.
All animals are equal?
Exactly. If they're all equal, why do the pigs have a headquarters for themselves?
And think of the name symbolism. Harness room? Get it?
I think it's funny that the 7 commandments have to be reduced to 4 legs good, 2 legs bad, for the stupider animals.
Funny, but sad too. Makes it sound like most of the animals are destined to remain ignorant.
You're right. It makes for a rather bleak scenario. You should know that Orwell has been criticized for portraying the animals in an unflattering light.
In terms of making the case for equality and perfect unity, that major spoke about, do you mean that it sounds hopeless?
Yes, that's it. Although we all know that Orwell has to exaggerate to make his point as clear as possible. After all, Animal Farm is only about 100 pages long.
One thing I have to ask everybody. When the Battle of the Cowshed was going on, when Jones and all the other men from Foxwood and Pinchfield were attacking Animal Farm, where was Napoleon?
Curious, isn't it? Snowball led the attack, showing his courage and commitment to the cause. He and Boxer were even given military decorations to commemorate their bravery. The sheep, the pigeons, and the geese were all defending the farm. But Napoleon and Squealer were nowhere to be seen.
And the dogs, too. I don't think they were in the battle.
More and more curious. I think you're all ready to read the next part of the novel.